Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary O.P., the Associate Director, Parochial Vicar of the Catholic Community. It is the 20th Sunday of Ordinary Time. The readings are from Cycle A.
Pax Romana was an era in the early Roman Empire in which there was stabilized peace during and within the Roman Empire. It started during the reign of Caesar Augustus, and frontiers were secured, borders were extended. Roads that are still used today were built. Cities were either expanded or founded. It was a time where the Roman elite and the aristocracy felt that the world was finally at peace, that all the peoples of the world were united. And as beautiful as an era this was, God our Father wanted something that sounds the same, but it is better, bolder, and more enlightening. All of our readings talk about God's desire to unite the entire human race under the banner of Jesus Christ. No matter your race, no matter your social status, your occupation, your education, every human being is welcomed to the table of plenty. Everyone is welcomed to the altar of the living God. Isaiah talks about how the Gentiles will be welcomed into the covenant of God. If you keep the Sabbath holy and you do not profane it, the graces of God will be yours. Paul asserts himself as the apostle to the Gentiles, preaching to them a message of God's love and that desire to unite the human family. And our gospel today opens Jesus' mission to the entire world, not only to the Jews, but to Greeks and Romans alike. That even dogs will have a share of the feast of God's chosen ones. Everyone is welcome to the altar of the living God. No matter what you've done, no matter who you are, you're welcome to this altar of plenty. Hence, we are obliged, we are obligated to ask ourselves a question. We need to honestly look at ourselves about this issue. We must be critical, constructive, but critical about this. We need to ask ourselves if we are frustrating this desire of God. Are we frustrating this beautiful plan of our Lord? This beautiful plan to unite the entire human race for the first time in its history, where everyone will be united under the truth and the beauty of the gospel. What are we doing to delay this from happening? How are we making this a harder job than it already is? Now, as some of you know, back in June, I was at a campus ministry conference, and some of my contemporaries and I, we spoke about a strange development that's going on within the current generation. There's a phenomenon that's starting to creep into the campus ministry world. There's something amiss within the generation that campus ministers today throughout the nation are serving. There's something amiss. And it's a phenomenon that I like to call real Catholic syndrome. Real Catholic syndrome is a condition in which you are given a top five list of devotional practices. And in doing these five things, they guarantee you are so-called a real Catholic. You are proven to be a real Catholic if you do these five things. For example, if you say the rosary three times a day, if you attend 2 hours of adoration every single morning, if you pray the divine office more devoutly and more regularly than the nuns over at Corpus Christi Monastery down the road, you might be considered Catholic. Okay, I might be hyperbolizing just a little bit, but here's the point. It's a phenomenon in which you are told that the only way you can prove to yourself and to others that you are Catholic is by doing these particular things. It is as though your personal relationship with Jesus Christ is thrown out the window. It is as though every single person in this group think, no knows what is in your heart of hearts. It is as though the Holy Spirit is not allowed to form a person in the Spirit's own unique, wonderful, and unpredictable way. As if a person is not allowed to discover their own personal and intimate relationship with God. As if faith and religion is nothing more than a list of protocols and formulas. As if saying all these rosaries and all these novenas and all these service projects are the only ways to get out of hell and into heaven. Formulas are important. Formulas are incredibly important. They're incredibly comforting. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit and our relationship with Him, formulas and predictability is never, ever the name of the game. Yet, as we know from today's readings, all are invited to the altar of the living God. All are welcome to sit, to pray, to ponder the mysteries of God our Savior. All are welcome to join into the body of Christ. It is the desire of desires of our Father to unite the entire human race and unite this human family into the family of God. So what are we doing to delay this beautiful wish? The Lord was deathly surprised that day when that Canaanite woman paid homage to him, and was even more surprised about the depth of her faith. Yet he recognized that the gospel in some ways belonged to her just as much as it did to Peter, to Paul, and even to his own mother. So as we come forward to receive that ultimate blessing of our God, the Eucharist itself, may we never turn people away from the altar of the living God. Rather, let us welcome the opportunity to make room in the pews, welcoming everyone to receive the blessings of our God.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.